coach in the teleconference is Wisconsin's Brett Bielema. The Badgers are 1-0 overall and host Oregon State on Saturday. An 11 a.m. kickoff to be televised by ESPN. And in conference news, quarterback Russell Wilson was named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. It was fun to get out, get the first one under our belt, play a night game, and then have a couple extra days of preparation for Oregon State. I thought across the board there's goods and bads that we got to get corrected to move forward, but very excited and happy for Russell, for him to get some recognition. Obviously a unique situation with the transfer and all that went with it, but has really bought into what we do here at Wisconsin, has become very efficient and hopefully going to improve in game two.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Brett, what was your evaluation of your defense coming out of the opener?
Adam, you know, the part that is always a little bit uneasy going into an opener is we really had prepared for what a UNLV did, not only in our game a year ago, but what we saw on the schedule. Basically, they came out in some formations and some personnel groupings that we hadn't seen all fall in our practices. So it took us a little bit of a time to adjust, and in the second quarter got away from us a little bit, and then it was a really difficult game. I believe we were up 51-3 or 51-10, I can't remember. And I think the game just got out of hand, and our guys got a little sloppy in the late third, early fourth quarter. So like them to do better. The thing I liked was I have two new coaches on defense, have a new defensive coordinators. I really liked the communication they had on the sideline and the way they adjusted to the game. So some really good life experiences for us.
As far as the challenges that Oregon State presents for your defense this week?
Well, Oregon State, you know, Mike Riley's been there 10 years. He's pretty ingrained in what they do. Last week, I know they were a little bit beaten up at certain positions. Played much better in the second half, and you can see where they're going. Played two quarterbacks, so it's going to be interesting to see who comes out of that mix. But a very unique challenge. Him and Paul Christ share a lot of time together, coaching together, so there's a lot of philosophy that we see every day here in practice that will show up this Saturday as well. So it's a fun game to prepare and challenge.
Thanks, Brett.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Travis Johnson with the Center Daily Times.
Hey, Brett, how you doing?
Good, Travis.
You talked about having the longer week to prepare. Obviously, you guys will have 9 days between games. The two extra days in the beginning of the year, I mean, how big are those 2 days? Can you kind of talk about that a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when the opportunity came to move our game against UNLV up, I knew that would be a byproduct that I wouldn't mind to get to. First off, we got to come into camp a little bit earlier because of it as well, so it helped us on the front end as well. But it's been unique. I've never been through a Thursday night game, so having this many days is a little bit of a different experience, but allowed the guys to get a little bit healthier. We got an extra about a day and a half work jump on Oregon State. Friday we actually was very good because I was able to send out seven coaches into recruiting areas and watch Friday night football games and make some good impression on recruits. And then we had a good work day on Saturday where it was just us coaches in grinding all day. And then Sunday, which is normally just a day where you just get a little bit of an introduction to our opponent, we actually got a pretty powerful practice, almost like a Tuesday work day. So it's been beneficial.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Coach, I know you started to allude to it a little bit, but what specifically stands out to you about Oregon State? Is there any unit that really is looks like it's going to be competitive?
Yeah, and you know, obviously you lose a couple good players at the offensive skill, but the running back came in and put up huge numbers to show he's got a definite. I remember recruiting him. He's got a lot of talent that was showcased for a freshman to do that. The wide receivers are very gifted. Obviously, a couple players back, but with the addition of junior college a couple of those true freshmen, very, very quick, be the fastest we've seen since we've been in camp. And you know, both quarterbacks, to me, I realized it made a switch, and I don't know, you know, if that was predetermined before the game ever started, but both of them can throw the ball extremely well, and they both can run.
Your next question comes from the line of John Hunt with the Oregonian newspaper.
Hi, Coach. I wanted to talk to you about Mike Riley's buddy. Can you talk about what Paul Christ has done at Wisconsin and also with Russell Wilson this year?
Yeah, Paul is a coach that I've admired, knew about him before I ever came to Wisconsin, and we had some common friends, and then once he came here and started working, I was the defense coordinator and was very impressed with the schemes he brought with him, his demeanor, the way he practices. You know, if there's one thing I can say about Paul, I really believe that he probably maximizes our players' strengths as good as anybody has ever been around. Had the good fortune of meeting Mike several years back because of Paul, and really, once you know both guys, you understand why they're good friends. They've got a lot of the same demeanor, same personality, same in football IQ. Both of them are really just good ball coaches. Nothing really rattles them. And then with the development that Paul's had with Russell, I think it's just kind of a work in progress. We're nowhere where we can get in the end of the year, but it's been good to this point. I've been impressed with everything that Russell does, you know, everything he takes from football to, you know, to the locker room, to leadership skills, to the game day reactions have all been very impressive.
Are you picking Paul's brain a little bit defensively as far as how much he knows about Mike?
Yeah, we've obviously knew this day was coming for a long time, so go back through, you know, spring prep when we're talking about new opponents. You know, it's easy to see when I first started watching Oregon State film, you know, there's so much carryover between the two, not only in the passing game but in the running game formations and whatnot. So it's going to be a fun day. I think, you know, everybody's when you're in these situations, everybody's all giddy about this relationship. But you know, in football world, at least in my experiences, and I think most college coaches would agree with this, you know, game days are easy. You don't lose friendships during game days. It's during the recruiting battles that things get a little bit testier, a little bit amped up, but fortunately for us, we don't recruit against Oregon State all that much, so it should be just a positive experience.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Brett, I just wondered how much you're following the latest round of realignment rumors.
Yeah, you know what, Adam, it's good entertainment, but I'll let you be the judge on those, and you write about them, I'll read them.
Do you think the Big Ten, there's any reason to expand again if it comes to that?
I do know this, Adam. The first thing, Jim Delaney, I think, obviously our commissioner is light years ahead of everybody else, one of the greats at, I think, of forecasting the future. And one of the first things he said, I remember this 5 years ago when I was at my first head coach's meeting, and the thought of expansion came up, and Jim's resounding comment was, the only way that we're going to expand our league is if the team coming in brings value. And, you know, he hit a home run with Nebraska, the value that they brought into the league. Penn State being the same way, obviously two teams of one of the most winningest programs in college football history. So if it can bring in a team that matches what we stand for academically, I think our social values hopefully in this league stand for a lot as well. And if we can find someone to match that, I'm all for it, but I'm pretty happy with where we're at right now. I mean, for us to be in our conference in the Legends Division and, you know, really feel good about, you know, the things that we stand for, it's pretty special.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Patricus with the Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Brett, just a minor thing I forgot to ask yesterday. With Ryan playing, moving into guard this week, do you keep him on punt as a personal protector, or do you give that job to someone?
You know, who asked that question was Coach Bostad. But, yeah, Ryan actually, I've seen his confidence level jump over the last year and a half, and I think a lot of it comes from that position alone. Jeff, he's the signal caller. He's the QB. We have a 6'5", 330-pound QB on punt formations. His name is Ryan Groy, who calls out the protection. He calls out any adjustments we'll make at the line of scrimmage and sets the whole thing. And since he's taken that over, he's really boosted his confidence, and he really enjoys it. He runs extremely well. If you watch that play last week when James White got the screen pass and Ryan Groy out in front leading that thing, I mean, it shows his athleticism, and hopefully there's nobody more excited, maybe his mom and his dad, maybe, but to watch that kid start this weekend, because I think he's going to be phenomenal. He's very gifted and got a great, strong mind.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
All right, time for one more question for Coach.
And your final question comes from the line of Josh Wallfish with the Daily Northwestern.
Coach, obviously it's very difficult to play another BCS opponent, but after Oregon State lost the way they did last week, how much more difficult is it to kind of prepare this team for Oregon State?
Good point. I think, you know, anytime the outside world looks at a game and the score, they can draw their opinions. But you flip on that film, and Oregon State was very efficient, really, both in the first half and second half, kind of were a couple things hamstrung them with some turnovers and whatnot. But I really know that a team that's being coached by Mike Riley with a staff that's been together as long as they have, they're well ingrained. They've won BC, you know, they've won a lot of games last year. They beat both Arizona, Arizona State, thumped USC. They're a team that I don't think we'll have a problem drawing our kids' attention. We'll kind of lock them out from the outside world, telling them that you know, they lost to an FCS team. But I think our kids are in tuned enough in the world of college football that every Saturday you just got to be as good as the best team in the stadium. And hopefully that'll be able to happen for us, and Oregon State will be more than ready to take that challenge.
All right. Thank you, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Scott.